Peter Burris, Wikibon, moderating our Wikibon 62907 Mobile Enterprise Peer Insight Research Meeting. The topic today is the Apple iPhone, and the title of this piece is Apple Introduces a Handheld Computer with a Phone. After months of speculation, the big day for Apple geeks has arrived. The iPhone is here. The lines normally reserved for big name rock stars are working their way into Apple and AT&T stores nationwide to get access to their coveted piece of hardware. While it's clear that the iPhone is going to be a consumer hit, we wonder what will be the implications of the iPhone on the enterprise. The iPhone certainly satisfies many of the physical requirements that you'd have for a phone. Small, attractive, light, by all accounts, hardened and durable. However, it's what Apple has done with the software in the iPhone that really will make or break its broad-scale adoption in the enterprise. The most important feature of the iPhone to the enterprise is the availability of a full-function, general-purpose browser on the device itself. It is the availability of this browser that really puts the iPhone in a new class, that of a handheld computer with a phone, and positions other smartphones essentially as phones with some computation capability. Prior to the iPhone, IT developers had to find ways to pack often very sophisticated function onto a tiny little screen utilizing archaic and often ill-conceived technologies for distributing data and software function. A full-function browser, in this case Safari, open paren, which now is available on Windows as well, close paren, makes it easier for developers to distribute software function through the favored way of delivering software function to any computer today through a browser, and therefore is likely to dramatically alter the complexities and challenges associated with writing, maintaining, and supporting complex mobile applications. However, the benefits of a browser on this powerful device are still moderated by some uncertainties associated with the iPhone. The chief uncertainty regards security. So much time and attention has been devoted to discussing the iPhone as a consumer device that the little issues of voice, data, and physical security have not been raised or even discussed by the press and pundit corps. However, security is essential in the telephony world, but it becomes critical if you are going to hand someone what effectively is a handheld computer. Being able to wipe the device, ensuring that off-premise calls can be secured, guaranteeing that critical data services can't be hijacked, all of these questions must be answered before we foresee IT generally signing up to facilitate the adoption of the iPhone in enterprises. Of course, there are other pluses and minuses, many of which, or most of which, have been discussed in the general public. Open paren benefits include availability of iTunes or multiple wireless modes, negatives being AT&T is the only service provider, close paren. But we think, ultimately, the broad-scale adoption question will be answered in the interplay of the two vectors of full-function browser and questions regarding physical data and voice-level security. IT organizations will absolutely gain experience with the iPhone over the course of the next 3 to 6 months, if only because senior executives will buy it and demand to use it. That experience ultimately will be parlayed into the type of knowledge and information that will be necessary to make a smart determination of whether or not the iPhone becomes an IT device. Action items. The iPhone is here, and it will come to an executive near you. IT organizations must focus their attention on, first and foremost, the degree to which the iPhone can be operated as a secure handheld computer. This will mean paying close attention to the rate at which Apple and AT&T expose critical security services on the iPhone, which will be a first insight into whether or not Apple successfully presents itself as a supplier of a new class of IT devices. Okay. That's good enough. There's a lot more to cover, so please, when you get a chance, go up to the Mobile Enterprise Portal. You get there from the home page today simply by looking at the nav links on the left-hand side and click on Mobile Enterprise Portal. This summary will be up in the course of the next couple of hours, and go up, edit it, extend it, work on it, and let's make this a great piece of research that well represents the Wikibon community. Thank you very much, and have a great day. Go buy your iPhone.